This is Local Views, third time, in July, '09. Nothing especially provocative in the news this week, so we'll wander through some items that have been languishing on the Local Views desk. Local first, the County Board of Supervisors this week touched as quietly as possible on a subject with potential to be controversial, expansion of the county jail. This has been simmering for quite a while. The sheriff, of course, is always in favor of expanding the law enforcement empire, but without even considering the economics, there are plenty of reasons for the taxpayers to be skeptical. The biggest is just that long-term national trend toward locking up more and more people all the time. The advocates of the prison society like to say it's the solution to violent crime, but when you count them up, you discover that the majority of inmates are drug criminals. You also discover that the stiffest sentences don't go to violent offenders, they go to thieves, and not the Ivan Boskys and the Bernie Madoffs, but to the poor who steal from the less poor. The growth industry of law enforcement feeds off those social attitudes about who belongs in jail. The sheriff says he anticipates growth in the local prisoner population in the near future. Well, of course he does. Jails are like closets. The more you have, the more stuff you find to fill them. But maybe the sheriff is reacting to more subtle signs. A poor economy results in more theft. If the governor has his way, it also results in slashing social service programs, and there is a well-documented correlation between the money we spend on such programs and the money we spend on courts and jails. Cheap out on one, spend more on the other. The pertinent fact is that the county jail never has been filled with county prisoners. The county actually rents out space for prisoners from other jurisdictions. That venture would grow with expansion, and the taxpayers might want to ponder whether they actually want their local government to be in the business of imprisoning people for profit. We talk occasionally on Local Views about the business of selling recorded music and how the electronic communications have turned that business upside down. Record labels, as we used to know them, have become irrelevant, and the question of how the artist is supposed to get paid is wide open. The recording industry, in its dying gasps, actually has filed lawsuits and won judgments against individuals who shared recordings electronically. Not people who did it for profit, just people who did with a computer what we've always done with magnetic tape. Now people are carrying telephones which can use a piece of familiar music instead of a boring or irritating tone to signal when a call is coming in. And sure enough, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, the largest licensing organization for copyrighted music, is asking a federal court in New York to force AT&T and Verizon to pay public performance royalties for their customers' use of songs as ringtones. You'll rest much easier knowing that every time your phone rings, the composer and the performer will get paid. And speaking of carrying things a little too far, let's talk about clothes. We may choose to wear or not wear something for many different reasons, but consciously or unconsciously, whatever we choose sends a message. Our clothes, like our cars, are symbols, even if we'd prefer to avoid symbolism. What you choose to drive is practically wide open, but for some reason, some people are intent on telling other people what to wear. They make rules, written and unwritten, and sometimes they even make laws. Everyone is confronted uniforms and dress codes. There are places you can't go wearing the insignia of your motorcycle club, and there even are places in the urban jungles where wearing the wrong color can get you killed. In France right now, there's a legislative proposal supported by the president to outlaw the wearing of the burqa, Muslim sartorial symbol of female subservience. President Sarkozy says it's not welcome on French territory. Much as they'd like to legislate against ideas, the best people can do is outlaw the clothes and, in so doing, glamorize and magnify their symbolism. There's also a story about a federal court ruling on giving the finger to people in other cars on the highway, but we'll save that for the next discussion of popular symbols. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily dress right for KVMR, its management staff or contributors. Email mark@kaloki.com.